excited about September 16th. Everybody say September 16th.
The gathering of the Jacksonville North Pulaski Education Corps could have been a pep rally for the Red Devils or Falcons.
September 16th. Hey, I feel good.
September 16th is the date for a special ballot measure to form the new district, the culmination of an 11-year process during which time five feasibility studies all recommended the action. Not one dissenter could be found last night, and since only residents in the area of the proposed district will be allowed to vote, Committee Chairman Daniel Gray has reason to be optimistic.
We don't want to take anything for granted. We don't get cocky. We want to send a message to the state. Everybody that's watching, this has never been done before. And we want to be a leader, as we always are. Little Rock Air Force Base, our community raised money, donated the land, and gave it to the Air Force Base that had them locate here. And this is the first time this school district's ever been detached from an existing one, and we want to make sure that it happens smoothly.
Committee leaders even took up a church-style collection to defray campaign costs. With City Alderman James Bolden, a minister at the Evangelic Ministries Church, setting the mood. Former Pulaski County Clerk Pat O'Brien, Jacksonville High Class of 88, counted the money.
We raised right at $4,000. So I think this community is ready to invest in itself.
Gray presented a pie graph that showed only 3% of the PCSSD's budget goes to Jacksonville schools. He says they want their own chance to compete with their own tax revenue. David Wallace, KUAR News.